The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While they were all amazed at his every deed, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pay attention to what I am telling you. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men." But they did not understand this saying. Its meaning was hidden from them, so that they should not understand it, and they were afraid to ask him about this saying. The Gospel of the Lord. I think it's easy for us to look beyond this passage, in a sense, to say, what are the apostles so concerned about? What are Jesus' disciples so concerned about? Let me just situate this passage. This comes quite close after the transfiguration of Jesus, where the apostles see Jesus' glory. They see the glory of God, not only embodied in Jesus, but also shining forth from him. Here we see their excitement. They're amazed. They have awe in his presence. They're realizing who it is that they're following day by day, coming to terms with the fact of Jesus's glory, Jesus's kingship, Jesus's dominion over all of creation. And here, Jesus immediately drives them back. The Son of Man is to be handed over to men. Now, they don't know what to do with this. They don't know what to do with this. What do you mean? We know who we're following. And yet, here, he's to suffer. To begin with, their categories don't allow for them to make any kind of connection here. The Messiah was always going to reign and rule. The Messiah was never going to rise from the dead because the Messiah was never going to suffer and die. He was going to win. He was going to win a victorious battle. He wasn't going to lose. So they don't have the categories to piece this together. But even we, who do have the categories to piece this together, have a hard time grappling with this. Because, I mean, day after day, my desire here is to be a vehicle of God's mercy that inflames our hearts and emboldens us to live out our discipleship when we walk through those doors. And yet, perhaps there's not mention enough made of the fact that we follow the suffering Messiah. And so we suffer. We suffer. If we're light in darkness, yes, we're light. Inflame your hearts. But we have to encounter darkness. So how do we do this? Well, we have inflamed hearts, okay? This is the first part, is that we entrust ourselves to our Lord. We entrust ourselves to Jesus, and we bring before him in prayer, whether it's private prayer or the prayer of this Mass and this sacrifice, we bring before him our hearts and our lives to turn them over to him, to entrust ourselves to him, entrusting ourselves to God's providence, entrusting ourselves to his plan and his goodness and his care for us. And then receiving his love, being animated by his life, and then being sent and trusting all the while, no matter what it is we encounter, trusting all the while. It's hard work, I think, to be yeast in the world, to be the leaven of the world. Each and every one of us has a tremendous burden that we have to take on our shoulders. But it's a burden particular to us, but it's our share in the cross of Christ, the cross that Christ, in fact, carries for us. So we continue to entrust ourselves to Jesus today. We grapple with this passage, that the glory of Jesus, the glory of the Son of Man is seen in the cross of Christ. And so we bear our burdens with great dignity. We bear our burdens, yes, even with joy and with peace, knowing that the cross that we carry also will be our glory. Now that it lets God's light shine through us into the world and in the age to come.